And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 19th of November, 2017. It's the birthday of the poet Sharon Olds, 1942, in Berkeley. Sharon Olds, who said, "Writing poems moves us past where we were when we sat down to write them." She said, "I write the way I perceive, I guess. It's not really simple, I don't think, but it's about ordinary things, feeling about things, about people. I'm not an intellectual. I'm not an abstract thinker, and I'm interested in ordinary life." 1863, on this date, Abraham Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address, dedicating the Soldiers' National Cemetery in Gettysburg 4.5 months after the battle. Foggy, cold morning. The president arrived about 10 in the morning. About noon, the sun came out. Crowds gathered on a hill overlooking the battlefield. The headline orator was Edward Everett, who spoke for more than 2 hours describing the Battle of Gettysburg in great detail. And when he finished, Lincoln got up and spoke for just over 2 minutes, under 300 words, about 10 sentences. Many people were distracted by a photographer setting up his camera, and they didn't even notice that the president was speaking. And so, at least at the time, it was true what Lincoln said: "The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth." And it was on this day, 1956, Ernest Hemingway went back to the Hotel Ritz in Paris and found a trunk that he had left there in 1930, which contained notebooks about his life in Paris in the 20s, which he used to write his memoir, A Movable Feast. His health was in decline, he was deeply depressed, but he finished the book and then committed suicide, and the memoir was published posthumously. In the book, he said, "Paris was a very old city, and we were young, and nothing was simple there, not even poverty, nor the moonlight, nor right and wrong, nor the breathing of someone who lay beside you in the moonlight." Here's a poem by Sharon Olds, First Formal. She rises up above the strapless, her dewy flesh like a soul half out of a body. It makes me remember her 1 week old, soft, elegant, startled, alone. She stands still, as if she moved, her body might pour up out of the bodice. She keeps her steady gaze raised when she walks. She looks exactly forward, led by some radar of the strapless, or with a cup runneth over held perfectly level, her almost seasick beauty shimmering a little. She looks brave, shoulders made of some extra visible element, or as if some of her cells tonight were faceted like a fly's eye, and her skin was seeing us see it. She looks hatched this moment, and yet weary. She would lie in her crib, so slight, looking worn out from her journey, and gaze at the world and at us in dubious willingness. A poem by Sharon Olds, First Formal, from The Wellspring, published by Knopf and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast, the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes store, or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Staples, with copy and print solutions for business, including color copies and presentations, booklets, signage, and more. In stores or at staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.